Blog Talk Radio.
Judah,
where is Judea?
A
certain priest named Zechariah of the court of Abiah.
So he was of the court of the lineage of Abiah. Come on.
And his wife was the daughter of Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was Elizabeth.
So we know that this was the Levite. So the daughter, his wife was of the daughters of Aaron.
Yes.
And Zechariah was a priest. You know, the priest came to the lineage of Levi at this time. Verse 6. Mm-hmm.
And they were both righteous before Yahweh.
So they both were on point with Yahweh, right?
Right.
So you can't have a union. One doing one thing and another one doing another thing. They got to be in order, on point with Yahweh, right?
Right.
They both was righteous before Yahweh. Go ahead.
Walking in all the Torah instructions and ordinance of Yahweh blameless.
That means that Elizabeth, she didn't step out in front of Zechariah and say, let me handle this business, right?
Right.
She knew her position.
Yeah.
Verse 7, come on.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
And they had no child.
They had no child?
Because that Elizabeth was barren.
Mm-hmm.
And they both were now well stricken in years.
Big.
Verse 8.
Uh-huh.
And it came to pass that while he had executed the priest's office,
it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before Yahweh in what?
In order of his court.
In the order of his court.
Right.
So he was fulfilling his position, right?
Yeah.
He was in order of his court. Verse 9, what was his duty?
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of Yahweh.
Verse 10, what did it read?
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole multitude of people were praying without.
Zechariah's order was to go to the temple before everybody get there and make sure some hype was going on, right?
Right.
But he said that there is work to be done even on the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
That work is the temple work, right?
Right.
Go back to Exodus chapter 20, and let's pick it up at verse number 11. Exodus 20, verse 11. So what day did he bless? Mm-hmm.
For in 6 days, Yahweh made heaven and earth.
So Yahweh took 6 days to take care of his business, right?
Right.
Made heaven and earth, go ahead.
The sea and all that is in it. And rested the seventh day.
Hold up. And all that is in them and rested the seventh day, go ahead. What do you do with the seventh day?
Wherefore, Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day.
But the word Sabbath and seventh is synonymous, right?
Yes.
So Yahweh blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. Let's go get us some Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12. So say he didn't speak to Royal.
Luke.
Look at Luke 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
We have been able to teach you why we believe that. And in that very same hour that the righteous minister's spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Let's see if we get an example of how he get down, Sister ABMCBFC Royal. Let's see how this righteous minister's spirit get down in Daniel chapter 8. Let's see if it else in Daniel chapter 8. Let's see how this minister's spirit, righteous minister spirit, how he did down in the book of Daniel chapter 8. David Peter C. Roy. And let's pick it up at Daniel 8. And let's pick it up at verse number 15. Let's read down to verse number 17. Daniel 8, 15 to 17. David Peter C. Roy.
Daniel chapter 8, verse 15 through 17.
Mm-hmm. Daniel 8. Maybe it's media opinion, Roy. Verse 15 to 17. Let's see how the minister spirit, how he take care of Yahweh's business here.
Daniel chapter 8, verse 15 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
And it came to pass when I, even I, Daniel, had seen the business and sought for the meaning.
Good.
Then, behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man.
The daddy says, stood before me, and he looked like a man. Verse 16.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ula.
Between the banks of Ula. Which did what?
Which called and said, Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Make this man to understand the business.
So he said to Gabriel to do what?
Make this man to understand the business.
So Gabriel couldn't depart from him from Daniel until Daniel had to stay down pat.
Hallelujah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Let's see what Gabriel got to say concerning his own self. We're coming back there. Let's see what as Gabriel rose in St. Luke chapter 1, verse 19. How do he rose? What do you got to say concerning the matter? St. Luke chapter 1, verse number 19. What do Gabriel got to say concerning the matter, Sister A.B.? Luke 1, verse number 19.
Luke chapter 1, verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
And the ministering spirit answered and said unto him,
what did he say?
I am Gabriel.
He said, look here, I'm Gabriel. What about it?
That stands in the presence of Yahweh.
He said, look here, I'm right there. With him and Yahweh the Father is communicating. I'm standing right there. Go ahead.
So that's
Gabriel's position, right? So even the minister spirits in heaven understand their role, and they play it to the T, right? Let's see if we can get a witness on that fact in the book of Psalms, Sister A.B. We're going back to Daniel. But we got to roll with it just like it's rolling out. We got to just roll with the punches.
That's right.
We can't alter what Yahweh had on his agenda, right? Run this Psalm 103. Let's peep at verse number 18 through 20. Let's see how these ministers spirit, how they roll. Do they got a comment? Let me throw my hat in here. Let me give you my 2 cents.
That's right.
Psalm 103, verse number 18 through 20. Sister A.B. peep your feet right now. How do they roll?
How do they roll?
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Who such as keep this covenant.
Mm-hmm. Those that keep this covenant, one criteria, right?
Right.
And
to those that remember his former instructions to do that.
So you say you got to keep this covenant, remember the Torah instructions, and do them.
Yes.
Verse number 19.
19.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh have prepared his throne in the heavens.
Good.
And his kingdom rules over all.
So Yahweh running from top to bottom, right?
Right.
He rules over all. Verse 20.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you, Yahweh, all you his hosts.
Come on. Verse 20. Read it like you see it, see it. Come on, read that proper.
Verse 20.
If I get excited when it's read properly.
That's why.
I don't get excited when it's not. I gotta go back and regroup. Come on, read that.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
You ministering spirit that exalted, that excel in strength.
But he said the minister spirit of Yahweh that excel in strength. Hold that point. Let's see if we can get a good idea about this minister spirit that excel in strength. Let's run to Revelation chapter 10. Let's peep at them right quick, Sister A.B. and P.B. Revelation 10. And let's peep at verse number 4 and 5. Revelation 10, verse 4 and 5, to save his people of Israel. Now, we read that they excelled in strength. So let's see if we can get a bird's eye view of one of these righteous minister spirits at his best to save his people. Revelation 10, and let's see that 4 and 5.
Revelation chapter 10, verse 4 and 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
And when the 7,000 had
and when the 7 thunders.
And when the 7 thunders had uttered their voices,
mm-hmm.
I was about to write.
Great.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me.
Saying unto me what?
Seal up those things which the 7 thunders uttered.
Mm-hmm.
And write them not.
So Jennifer, he heard a voice saying, hey, don't put no pen to that paper, right?
Right.
Verse number 5, what are we working with here?
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
And the ministering spirits which I saw stand upon the sea.
So he said, yeah, fuck you with your mother, D.F. Israel, see Royce. Hallelujah, D.F. Israel. So he said
I see our vision of God. Huh?
Yes.
They say they excel in strength. What do they do, Mother dear?
That knew his former instructions,
mm-hmm.
hearkening and listening unto the voice of his word.
So whatever he tells them to do, they get busy, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can grab an example of that before we get back to that, back on this point. Let's try to, let's see if we can grab an example in the book of Chronicles. See if I can put it out to the CBS Royal. See, these minister spirits at work. See if I can put it out. I believe I'm looking for Second Chronicles, First Chronicles, one of the Chronicles books here. See if I can put it out. ABS CBS Royal. First Chronicles chapter 21. See, I need a minister spirit when they get a command, instructions from Yahweh the Son. Let's see how they move and groove here. So say this, see this, right? Let's look at 1 Chronicles 21. Let's see that verse number 1 and 2. And we're going to drop down to read 13 through 16. The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 21, verse 1 and 2, 13 through 16, to say, this be the seed of Rome.
1 Chronicles, chapter 21, verse 1 and 2, 13 through 16,
verse 1.
Yes, ma'am. And
Satan
stood up against Israel.
So Satan stood up against Israel.
Yeah. And provoked David.
And he provoked David the king, right, to do what?
To provoke David to number Israel.
Verse number 2, come up.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And David said to
Joab. Big General Joab, what he said.
Big General Joab.
Right. And to the rulers of the people.
What did he say?
Go number Israel from Bathsheba, even today.
Mm-hmm.
And bring the number of them to me that I may know it.
So David told Big General and his comrades, right? Go number me to Israel and bring me back that number, right?
Right.
Let's look at verse 9 to 10 right quick. Verse 9 to 10. Let's follow the storyline here.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh spake unto Gad, David's seer, saying.
So the king had a seer.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
David's seer was Gad.
Yes.
Verse number 10. Come on.
Verse 10.
Uh-huh.
Go and tell David.
Tell Brother Chris that right there.
Go and tell David. Saying, thus says Yahweh.
No. David the king. It seemed like Yahweh would just go talk to him to David, right? He would be out of order if he did it that way, right?
Hallelujah, God.
They told Gad,
yes.
The seer, go tell David, saying what?
Thus said Yahweh. I offer you three things.
Mm-hmm.
Choose you one of them,
uh-huh.
That I may do it unto you.
Mm-hmm. Verse number 13. So let's see how this thing played out with David.
Verse 13.
Uh-huh.
And David said unto Gad,
what did he say?
I am the great, great.
So David didn't go talk to him from Yahweh,
right?
He told the seer, look here, I'm in a great strength. So David was dealing with the seer. He wasn't going straight to Yahweh, right? Go ahead.
I am the great strength.
I'm in a great strength. Go ahead.
Let me fall now into the hands of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
For very great are his mercies.
Go ahead.
But let me not fall into the hands of man.
Verse number 14. What happened?
So Yahweh
sent upon Israel. Mm-hmm.
There fell
70,000 men. So Yahweh killed 70,000 men. Because of leadership, right?
That's right.
So, you know, you really want that responsibility on your head.
Yeah.
Because it's a statement that he made, Mother D. Hold that point. In the book of Ezekiel. Now, do you really want that responsibility on your head? See, Most of us, we be trying to get away from that thing. We try to covet that thing. That's why they think of chapter 3, Father, do you have Israel see you right? Let's see what the responsibility here. Ezekiel chapter 3, 17 through 21. Mother, do you have Israel see you right? The God's best responsibility is on the hand of the leadership, right?
Yeah.
Ezekiel 3, 17 through 21. Mother, do you have Israel see you right?
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17 to 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Son of man, I have made you a watchman unto the family of Israel.
Good.
Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me.
So he said, look here, leadership, I made you a watchman to the 12 tribes of Israel.
That's right.
And go give them warning from me. Verse number 18, come on.
Verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
When I say unto the wicked, you shall surely die.
Do it.
And thou givest him not warning.
So you don't want to go and take care of my business, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to give him warning. What will happen?
Mm-hmm.
Nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way.
Mm-hmm.
To save his life.
Right.
The same wicked man or woman shall die
because
of her sin.
But what about it, brother dear?
But his blood will I require and
Now, leadership is going to take care of Jaguar business like you go deal with Jaguar at the end of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that blood is going to be required at your hand, right?
Yeah.
I got something.
Hallelujah. What?
I got a precept that Moses did up in Israel. Run to the 13th chapter, verse 17. See, people think, you know, we just, leadership gets so much grief in his word. And my issue is with leadership, okay. But understand what he got written in 13, verse 17. What he got written up?
In Ezekiel?
No, make it the book of Hebrew. A new title called Hebrew and 13, verse 17. See, this is part that we got to always remember what is written in 13, 17. What he got written that book?
The book of Hebrew, chapter 13, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Obey them that have the rule over you.
Obey them that have the rule over you.
And submit yourself.
And do what?
Submit yourself.
And submit yourself.
For they watch for your soul.
Hallelujah.
Timothy 4, verse number 1 and 2.
Brother Johnson in the house.
Hallelujah, choir. Brother
Johnson.
Brother Johnson,
Back here by Hebrew. Okay, Brian, got the
yes, sir.
Truly, truly, I say unto you,
good.
He that hears my my word and believe on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come unto condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
If you want to pass from death to life, you got to hearken to the words of who?
Yahweh
the Son, right? He said, the one that hears my word.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he said? Shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
You hear that, Johnson?
That was a powerful talk there, ain't it?
Hallelujah.
So you got to know his position, right? Verse 25. Come on, Mother Kim.
Truly, truly, I say unto you,
go ahead.
The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of Yahweh the Son.
He said the dead going to hear whose voice?
Yahweh the Son.
Yahweh the Son, and what they going to do?
And they that hear shall live.
Go ahead, verse 26. Yes, ma'am.
For as Yahweh the Father has life in himself,
mm-hmm.
so has he given to Yahweh the Son to have life in himself.
Verse 27. Yes, ma'am.
And has given him authority to execute judgment also because he is Yahweh the Son of man.
So he gave him authority to take care of this business, right?
That's right.
And y'all brother said they shall give responsibility here.
That's right.
Verse 28, come on.
28.
Uh-huh.
Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming.
He said the hour is coming, go ahead.
Then they which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice.
Verse 29, what's going to happen?
29.
Yes, ma'am.
And shall come forth.
Mm-hmm.
They that have done good unto the resurrection of life.
Those that have done good
unto
the resurrection of life.
Go ahead. Okay. And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of
them. So I think resurrection is going to be around here. We see two resurrections, right?
That's right.
One is going to be right. And the other is going to be damnation, he said. Let us see if we can peek at those two resurrections, Brother Justin Israel and Steve Roy. Run to Revelation. Let's peek at that.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick look at these resurrections.
Yeah.
Brother Justin Israel and Steve Roy.
You hold to.
Let's look at Revelation chapter 20 right quick.
Just
a peep at verse number 4 through 6.
Put some bass in that boy up there.
Revelation 20, 4 through 6.
Put some bass in that boy.
Revelation 20, chapter 20, verse 4 through 6, and it reads.
What it reads?
And the four and 20 elders and the four beasts.
Yes,
they fell down and worship Ahiah.
And worship who?
Huh?
Yahweh the Father.
Yeah. They worship Yahweh. Full anime.
Yahweh.
Christ. Yahweh the Father.
Chapter 20, verse 4 through 6.
Say, amen. Hallelujah.
They say, hallelujah. What?
Verse number 5.
Hold on, brother. Hold on. Go back to verse number 4, cause that verse looks awfully long to me. You ain't got through it that quick,
eh?
Go back to that Revelation. Now put the report out. You said that you might not be here presently, but you've been in this book.
That's right.
We here to prove you.
Okay, and I'm going to say so.
Revelation 20, verse 4.
Upon them, and judgment was given unto them.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Yahweh the Son.
So he said,
You might have to give up your head for this witness of Yahweh the Son.
Mother G.F. Israel is here. Let's see if we can get some Ezra on the table behind that statement. I know Ezra got something to say, don't he? If I can write him down, Mother G.F., let's see if I can find that statement that Ezra, the seer, made concerning the matter. Mother G.F. Israel,
let's look at
Second Ezra chapter 2, verse number 47, we want to look at. Israel, for the word of Yahweh and
for the word of Yahweh, Father, and which had not worshipped it, the beast.
And you can't do what?
Worship the beast.
That's a tall order there. First, you gotta understand who the beast is.
Yes, right.
So, who is this beast that he's talking about?
We gotta read about this beast that we can read, Brother Johnson.
Who is this beast that he's talking about here?
That we can read, Brother Johnson.
And then we go grab him in Ecclesiastes, Mother D.F. Israel.
Yeah, welcome back, Brother Johnson. It's time now to throw down now, Brother Johnson. Hallelujah, Father.
Let's look at that. Let's look at Ecclesiastes 3:18. I believe we need to be back. Mother G.F., who is this beast that Yahweh is talking about? You better not bow down to. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 18. Mother G.F. Israel is seeing royal.
He said Ecclesiastes.
Yeah, Ecclesiastes, my father. Chapter 3, verse 18. All right, brother, when you get there, just say, hallelujah, Yahweh.
What is Ecclesiastes 5?
Right by the Psalms, Proverbs.
Oh, by Psalms, okay.
By Psalms, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes. Mm-hmm. I always check your concordance and get your page number there.
Okay.
So we're looking at Ecclesiastes 3, verse number 18.
Okay, Ecclesiastes, you say 3 verses.
Verse number 18.
3. Verse 18.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
3 verse 18.
Say hallelujah, brother.
Hallelujah.
Well, take on off.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
I said in my mind,
mm-hmm.
concern the state of the son of man,
mm-hmm.
that Yahweh might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are evil.
So he said that man might see that they themselves are what? Now let's see what kind of man is this beast, if we can put it out. So say this beast. First of Psalm chapter 49 right quick. Let's see what kind of man, according to what we can read. So say this beast. First of Psalm 49. Let's peep at verse number 11 and verse number 20. Psalm 49, verse 11 and verse 20. Sister Amy, Stevie, and Stevie Royce. Chapter 49. Yes, sir. We want to be at verse number 11 and verse number 20. Let's see if we can follow up with that talk.
Thank you, brother.
You home now, brother. So when you get that, brother, just say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, amen, baby. You can take off, man.
Psalms chapter 49, verse 11 and verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Their inward thoughts. He said
that their inward thoughts, meaning in their mind, right?
That's right.
What about it?
Is that their mind, their family, or nation, shall continue forever.
He said that their family, their nation, going to be around here forever, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And their dwelling place to all generations.
What they do?
They call their land after their own name.
So they call their land after their own name. Verse number 20.
Verse
20. What about this man?
Man that is in honor.
Now the one that is in honor, meaning the one that is running things, ain't that right? That's the one he's talking about.
Exactly.
The one that is in rulership, that's the word. What about the one in rulership, Sister A.B.
and Phoebe? And understand it not.
And don't understand the word of Yahweh. What about it?
It's like the beast that perished.
That's your beast. The one that is in rulership. Let's see if we get a second witness. Mother G.F. Israel, see you right. In front of Jackie right quick. Let's see if we can get a second witness concerning this beach. In Daniel chapter 7, Mother G of Israel is speaking. And let's see if we can pull out a few things there. Revelation 7, let's pick it up at verse number 1. Mother G of Israel, Revelation 7, 1 through 8. I mean Daniel 7, 1 through 8. Brother D.F. Israel, see, Roy, y'all know I get happy, right?
Hallelujah, boy.
37, 1-3. I lose my own place, right?
Hallelujah, boy.
All right, come on. Okay.
Daniel, chapter 7, verses 1-8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
In the first year of the young Shadrach,
mm-hmm.
the king of Babylon,
wait.
Daniel had a dream and vision of his head upon his bed.
Wait.
Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter.
So Daniel wrote down what he had seen, and he began to teach this thing. Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision that night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens rolled upon the great sea.
Now all this is symbolic terminology here.
Right.
So we got to be able to rightly divide the word of truth, right?
Yeah.
So I see four winds of heaven, and they strove upon the great sea.
Yeah.
Verse number 3, come up.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Four great beasts came up from the sea.
So he said he saw four great beasts. They came up out of the sea, go ahead.
Divers, one from another.
And they were diverse, one from another. Verse number 4.
Verse 4.
Let's dissect this, Mother D.F. Verse 4. The first was
like a lion,
mm-hmm.
and had eagle's wings.
Go ahead.
I beheld till the wings. Thereof
were plucked. Mm-hmm. And it was lifted up from the earth.
Good.
And made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's mind was given to it. So he said the first beast was like a lion. Now who was that lion representative of?
Judah.
Who?
Judah.
That is it.
Right here.
Who is the first beast that Daniel is writing about here? It was like a lion. Who is the first beast? It rolled up and had world domination and world rulership.
Babylon
is represented by the first beast. And Babylon was the descendant. Who was the descendant? That was not found in the Babylon. Who were they? Where do they point back to? Who's the Babylon in this circumstance was pointing back to?
Okay.
Who is this Babylon? Let's see if we can go read it. Who said that this Babylon? Brother Johnson, Israel, or C. Roy? Let's see who is wicked enough to put it out. Because we need to know these things, right? Like the seal say, we can't be guessing now.
Right,
we gotta go read and find out who established this Babylon here.
That's right,
Brother Johnson, Israel, Zero. Let's go to Genesis chapter 10. Let's go back to Bereshit, the book of the beginning.
All right.
Genesis chapter 10. And let's see that verse number. Let's see it at verse number 6. Let's read 6 through 10. Genesis 10, 6 through 10.
And it's 6,
mm-hmm.
and it reads.
It reads.
Yes, it's 10 and 6.
Uh-huh.
And the son of Ham.
So we're talking the sons of Ham, right?
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Ham is the father of the one we know today as so-called African, all
right? Right. Hallelujah.
Ham is the father of the dark races. But not the Negro, right?
Not the Negro.
Not the Negro. So the sons of Ham. Who is the first one on the list?
Cush.
Now, who is Cush? What name is he under today? They call him the Ethiopian.
That's right.
Sunburned people, right?
That's right.
So, Cush is the one that they call Ethiopian. Come on. And who's the next in the list?
Mizraim.
Mizraim is about the banner of what they call the Egyptians, right?
Right.
Another dark-skinned people, right?
Right.
Go ahead, who else is in the line?
And Foot.
And?
And Ham.
Canaan. Canaan is the so-called South African, right?
Right.
Verse 37. So these are all the descendants of Ham, right? Let's see what happened in verse 37. Brother Johnson.
And the son of Cush.
So we talking Cush, Ethiopians, right?
Hallelujah.
Son of Cush, what happened?
Seba.
Mm-hmm.
And Havilah.
Havilah, go ahead.
And Shaptah.
Shaptah. Drop down to verse 8. Let's see who came out of the list of Cush. Verse number 8.
Verse number 8 reads,
mm-hmm.
And Cush begat Nimrod.
Cush begat Nimrod. What happened?
He began to be a mighty one in the earth.
So Cush is the first guy that said, bow down and worship me.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that right?
Hallelujah.
So the first person to say, bow down and worship me was Esau, the white bear.
Wow.
It was Cush, the so-called African man. Verse number 9, come up.
Verse number 9 reads.
What did it read?
He was a mighty hunter
before
Yahweh the Father.
So Cush, and then Nimrod put himself before Yahweh, right?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
He said, bow down and worship me. He was a mighty hunter before Yahweh, before he had said what?
Even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter, before Yahweh the Father.
So let's see what Nimrod did in verse 10. What did he do?
And the beginning, the verse 10 reads,
mm-hmm.
And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel.
Babel, right?
And
hold on, that's all we need. We got a name. So we got Babel on the table, right?
Right.
So say it is Phoebe. Let's see what happened to the name Babel. In the book of Genesis 11.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see that Genesis 11. Let's see if we can follow this storyline to its fruition. Genesis 11, pick it up at verse number 1. So the Abraham and Phoebe will see you right. Genesis 11, verse 1. So we found out that Cush is a dark-skinned people, right? And what came out of Cush was Nimrod. Nimrod began to build a kingdom, and the first place was named was Babel, right? Verse number 11. Come on, Sister Abel, let's see what happens with this battle. Verse number 11.
Genesis chapter 11, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole earth was of one language.
So they say at this point in time, they all spoke the same language, right?
Right.
The whole earth was with one language, and what language you think that was? What was that one language? Shemitic tongue, right? Shemitic tongue is a heavenly language. Let's see if we can prove that. I mean, I'm getting tied up all kind of ways over there. Let's see if we can pull that out in the book of Acts, Mother D.F. Israel. Acts chapter 9 in particular. The book of Acts chapter 9 is just Mother D.F. Israel of C-Roy. I think we can put it out in Acts chapter 9, Mother D.F., and let's peep at Acts chapter 9, and look at verse number, see, if that's the one I'm looking for. Acts chapter 9, or is it 26? Let's try 26, Acts 26. Mother D.F., Israel, and see, right? I need to hear what I need to hear. Acts chapter 26, verse number 14, Mother D.F., Israel. Acts 26, verse 14. Let's see. Is the Shemitic tongue the heavenly tongue, Mother dear? Acts 26, verse 14. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Acts 26, verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Pick it up at 13. We got to get 13 on the table, Mother
dear. 13 at 14. Come on, my fault. 26, 13 at 14.
Acts 26, 13.
Yes, ma'am.
At midday,
O
king.
You got it, Brother Justin?
No, I thought you said Acts 9 and 26.
Well,
sorry, brother. I got it. Now you said Acts 26.
Acts 26, 13 and 14.
26, okay, 13 and 14.
All right, just then. Well, you want to...
Hallelujah, boy.
Hallelujah, boy. Come on, brother.
Acts 26, verse 13 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
At noonday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven.
Good.
Restrained from them.
Uh-huh.
Which they have
Verse
7. Yes, ma'am.
Go to. Let us go down. And there conform.
Compile.
Their language.
That.
That they may not understand one another.
So the word Babel means confusion. We found out that the first rulership came out of Babel. Babylon. And the one that was in rulership was the Cushites, which the world called Ethiopians. So the first rulers were the white man. It was a dark-skinned people, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's look at back to that Daniel. Let's read Daniel 7, verse number 3. Brother Jeff, who's reading that? Were you Mother Jeff? All right, come on back. Let's read that Daniel 7, verse 3. And I'm going to get out of this because I got to wiggle my way up out of here. Daniel 7, verse 3. I'm getting all tired up right about now. Daniel 7, verse 3, Mother Jeff is
ready.
Let's deal with these beasts. So the first beast that rose to prominence was Babylon, the Ethiopian, Cushite. A dark-skinned people. And let's look at verse number 4. Verse number 3. Come on. Verse 3, Mother dear.
Verse 3. Daniel chapter 7, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And the four great beasts came up from the sea. Divers one from another.
So we got the first one on the table. The lion was Babylon. Yeah. Now let's drop down and get verse number 5. Who was the second that ruled to prominence? Uh-huh.
And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh.
So the second beast was like a bear, right? He said he raised up himself on one side. Had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. They said thus unto it, arise, devour much first. So who is this beast? But we find out when we see the word beast, it ain't always talking about four-legged something, right? It's talking about two-legged something not, right? So who is this second beast that rose to a world domination? Who is this bear? Who is this bear? Let's see if we can pull him out, Brother Justin. Let's see who is, we can pull him out right quick. In the book of Daniel. Let's see who was the second man in line. Daniel chapter 8. And let's peek at verse number 20. Daniel 8, verse 20. I think we get a name on the tape. Daniel 8, verse 20.
Daniel 8, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads.
What it reads?
And
Daniel 8, verse 20.
Hallelujah. Sorry about that, brother.
All right, come on.
The ram which thou saw,
mm-hmm,
having two horns.
So he said the ram that you saw with the two. You know, horns are who?
Are the kings of the media and Persia.
So the second power that came up was who?
Media and Persia.
So the second beast was Medes and Persia. And guess what? The Medes and the Persians were people of color.
Right.
But you ain't got no white man ruling nothing yet. Verse number 6. Mother dear, who next in line? Verse number 6.
Daniel chapter
7,
verse
6. Yes, ma'am.
After this I did have, and
lo,
another like a leopard, uh-huh, which had upon
the back of it
four wings of a fowl.
Go ahead.
The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it.
So this third beast was like a leopard. And who is the third one that came to preeminence? The Greeks, right? Now, you got you some white men and white women on the table now. And let's see what happened when the white man woman came into leadership to maybe if he can see right in the front of the first Maccabees. Now see what happened when they came into leadership. So the leper came into leadership out of the Greeks, right? Let's see who is the first king in it. First Maccabees 1. Let's look at verse number 1.
First Maccabees.
It's toward the back of the book.
Okay.
On page 113 to be exact.
Okay, got it. Maccabees.
Yeah, page 113. We're going to look at verse number 1. So say me if he can see, right?
You said verse 13.
Verse number 1.
13 to 1.
No, chapter 1.
Oh, chapter 1.
It's on page 113. You find it on page 113.
Okay, chapter 1. Maccabees.
First Maccabees.
First Maccabees, chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is that?
Yeah.
Verse 1.
Okay, that's all. Okay, now, hallelujah. All right,
now.
First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 1. And it happened after that Alexander, the son of Philip.
So this is Alexander. You know about Alexander the Great, right?
Hallelujah.
You know what he looked like, right?
Hallelujah.
He's a red pill man, right?
Hallelujah.
All right, so they came. Alexander, it happened after Alexander. What did he do?
Macedonian.
Alexander, the son of Philip?
Alexander, the son of Philip. Macedonian.
The Macedonian?
Who came out of the land of
Chittim. Who came out of the land of
Chittim,
go ahead.
And smite.
And smite.
Darius, king of Persia, and
so Alexander took down the Persians and the Medes, right? And what happened?
And he reigned in his stead, the first over Greece.
So the first so-called white man that came into rulership, right? It wasn't the white man came into rulership. This happened around the 3rd century B.C. Around the 3rd century B.C. And let's see what happened when the white man took rulership of the planet. In verse number, let's come down to verse number 10. So say amen, Peter and C. Roy. What happened when the white man came to power? Verse number 10.
First Maccabees chapter 1, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And there came out of them a wicked ruler.
Pick it up at verse number 9, my fault. Verse number 9 is the one I want.
First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 9.
What happened when Esau, the white man, came into power in verse number 9?
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
And after his death, they all put crowns upon themselves.
Go ahead.
So did their sons after them many years.
Mm-hmm.
And evil were multiplied in the earth.
You mean when the white man took power that what? Was multiplied?
Yeah.
Evil.
So
who is the man wickedness, right? What?
Right.
So, well, you said it, not me.
Okay.
Let's get back to that Revelation 20, and we're going to get ready to release this. Revelation 20, Brother Johnson, Israel, is here right here. Come back to Revelation 20, verse 5, 6, right quick.
Revelation
20, verse 5 and 6.
Revelation 20. Verse 5, read.
What do you read?
But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished.
Good.
This is the first resurrection.
So how many years going to be between the first resurrection and the second resurrection?
1,000 years.
1,000 years going to transpire between the two resurrections. Verse number 6, what did it say?
Verse number 6, read. Blessed and holy.
Blessed and righteous.
Is he. Blessed and righteous is he that have part in the first resurrection.
He said, blessed is he or she. Partake in the first resurrection, go ahead.
On such
what?
The second death have no power.
He said, if you get come up, come get through this. On this first resurrection, she's going to be all right. They were she's going to be all right. And we know that there's going to be 1,000 years between the two resurrections, right?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, read on.
But say, be free.
They gonna be what?
Free.
Go ahead.
Of Yahweh the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And of Christ.
Of who?
Of Yahweh the Son.
Of who?
Yahweh the Son.
All right, yeah, come on, man. Drop down to verse number. Back on my page, came up out of the verse. Drop down to verse number 12 to 15. Brother Justin of Israel.
Verse 12.
Brother Justin of Israel. 12 to 15.
Revelation chapter 20, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads.
What it reads?
12 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
And whosoever was not found written in the book of life.
So they said whosoever. That means any and all, right?
Hallelujah.
Who's not found written in the book of life. What about?
Was cast into the lake of fire.
So he said if your name is not written in the book of life, you're going to be what?
Cast in the lake of fire.
You're going to be cast in the lake of fire.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, read up.
Chapter 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a new heaven.
He said, I've seen what?
A new heaven.
A new heaven, go ahead.
And a new earth.
So the things had changed, right?
Hallelujah.
He said, I saw a new heaven and new earth. That means a new sheriff is in town. Come on. We're going to find out who the new sheriff is, too. Come on, read on.
For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away.
Good, read on.
And there was no more sea.
Mm-hmm.
And I, John, saw the holy city.
The old, the righteous city? What about it?
New Jerusalem.
Here we are, God, Judah, right? Come on, come on, come on. I think I can have it in there. Come out with it, Brother Joshua. Pick it back up at Revelation 20:12.
And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before Yahweh the Father. And the books were open.
Against the Canaanites first to fight against them.
So Yahweh they asked Jaguar a question, who's going to go up first? Against the Africans, right? Fight with them. Let's see who Jaguar called. What name did he call? Verse 2.
Verse
2. Mm-hmm. Yahweh said, unto the Jaguar, Judah. Come on, verse number 2. Read that right. It's written. Read that right.
Said,
and Yahweh said, Judah shall go up.
Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand.
So the one that's going up is who, Brother Johnson?
Judah.
Judah. Stop that at verse 7 and 8. So say, amen, see, let's follow this along. Verse 7 and 8.
Jebusite.
To the south side of the Jebusite. Go ahead.
the same is Judah.
Nah, it ain't the same ain't Judah.
It's a Jerusalem.
The same as Jerusalem, right?
Right.
So the judge's site was the original, the ruler, the possessors of Jerusalem, right?
Right.
That belonged to the judge's site. Not to the Israelites, right?
Right.
Let's see verse 63, what it says.
Verse 63.
What did it say?
Verse
63,
15-63 reads.
What
did
it read?
As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of, read how it is?
Read how it is.
Jerusalem.
So the one that had possession of Jerusalem wasn't Judah, was it?
It
wasn't the Israelites. It was the Jebusites that ran Jerusalem, right?
Right.
So when you use that word Jerusalem, talking about one of the 12 tribes of Israel, you out of order, ain't that right?
That's right.
So the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, what happened? The children of Judah did what?
The children of Judah could not drive them out.
Go ahead.
But the Jebusites dwelled with the children of Judah. And read out here.
Yes, sir.
Jerusalem unto this day.
So the Jebusites are the one that called the land after their name, which was Jerusalem. Now, who is the Jebusites, though? What lineage, what bloodline they come from? Who is the Jebusite? That's from the Genesis chapter 10.
That's right.
Let's put them out here, because we need to know all this vital information. We need to know what's going on, right? Let's see if we can pull out these Jebusites. Brother Johnson Israel, that's from the Genesis chapter 10. Well, the Genesis chapter 10, Brother Johnson Israel of Theroy. Genesis chapter 10. Let's look at verse number 15 and let's look at verse 6, 15 and 16. Let's see who occupied that land before Judah took over.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 16.
Verse 6, 15 and 16. Yes, sir.
Verse
6, 15 and 16.
Verse 6, read.
What it reads?
And the son of Ham.
Cush.
And Mizraim.
Mizraim.
And Put.
Put.
And Cain.
So we know Ham is the father of the one that we call Africa today, right?
That's right.
So Ham is the father of the African. Verse number 15.
Verse number 15 reads.
What it reads?
And Cain begat.
So we're talking about Ham's youngest son, Canaan, right?
That's right.
If you got Sidon, come on.
Sidon, his firstborn.
Go ahead.
And he.
And he. Verse 16. Who else he got?
And the Jebusites.
So the Jebusites come out of which lineage?
Ham.
Come out of Ham. What lineage did Judah, Israel, come out of? What lineage did Judah come out of? Israel.
Israel.
What lineage they came out of? Let's see what lineage they came out of. We got the answer for you, brother. Let's write in the book of Genesis right quick. Genesis chapter 10. Let's pick it up at verse 22. Brother Johnson Israel, we're going to make you, we're going to let you do some reading today. Genesis 10, 21 and 22. Let's see what we're working with here.
Genesis chapter 10.
Verse 21 and
22. Verse 21 and 22.
What it reads?
Unto Shem.
Unto Shem.
Also, the father of all the children of the earth. The brother of Japheth.
Go ahead.
The elder.
So Shem had children, and he was the elder. So you had Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the three sons of Noah that repopulated the earth after the flood, right? So we got Shem on the table, the oldest son of Noah. Verse 22, who did son Shem produce?
Verse 22.
When it reads?
children of Shem, Elam, and Asher.
Asher.
And Arphaxad.
Arphaxad.
And Lud.
Lud.
And Elam.
And Arad. So Shem produced how many boys? Five boys, right?
Yeah, five.
Is that six? One, two, three, four, five. So Shem produced five boys. Let's run to the book of Genesis 11. Brother Justin Israel is Leroy. Let's run this down. I know this tedious work, but this work has to be done as well, right? Genesis 11, verse number 11. Now Shem produced five boys, and one of the names of the boys was Arphaxad, right? Let's pick it up at verse number 11.
Genesis 11 and 11.
Yes, sir. How do you read?
And Shem lived after he begat Arphaxad 500 years.
Go ahead.
And begat sons and daughters.
So Shem lived after he begat Arphaxad 500 years. Verse 13.
Verse 13. And Arphaxad lived after he begat Shelah 403 years.
Go ahead.
And begat sons and daughters.
So Arphaxad started to produce offspring, right?
Right?
Now let's see who is offspring of Arphaxad. Think of it at verse number 24 through 27. Let's see who came out of Shem through Arphaxad.
Genesis
11, 24 through 27.
24 through 27. Yes, sir. That's 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Nahor lived 9 and 20 years. And he got
Terah. So Nahor produced Terah. Coming out of the lineage of Shem and the factors, right?
Right?
Verse 25.
Verse 25 reads.
Mm-hmm.
And Nahor lived after he began Terah 119 years.
Good.
And begat sons and daughters.
So Nahor lived after he begat Terah 119 years and begat sons and daughters. Verse 26
reads.
What reads?
And Terah lived 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he got Abram.
He begat who?
Abram.
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 Go ahead.
Nahor and Haran.
So Terah came out of the lineage of Arphaxad, who came out of the lineage of Shem. And he produced who? Abram. So we got Abram on the table, right? Now let's see what happened to Abram. Let's run to Genesis chapter 17. Brother Justin Israel is seeing you right. Genesis chapter 17. Let's follow this through. Genesis 17. Let's begin at verse number 1.
Genesis chapter 17, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads.
What it reads?
And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, Yahweh the father appeared to Abram,
mm-hmm,
and said unto him,
what did he say?
I am the Almighty. See you read that in?
Yes. I am the Almighty Yahweh.
I'm the Almighty Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Walk before me and be thou perfect.
So we got Abram, right?
Right.
Let's see what happened to him in verse 5. Verse 5.
Mm-hmm. He shall thy name anymore be called Abram. But thy name shall be Abraham.
So Abraham came out of which lineage?
Shem.
Shem. And Abraham produced who? Who did Abraham produce?
I don't know.
Let's see who did Abraham produce. Let's try to
everybody.
That's right, the Genesis 25.
Now,
you're talking live.
I guess
you're right. You're
talking
live,
man. Let me see.
Let's see what did Abraham produce in Genesis 21. Let's save this PGC world. Let's see what came out of Abraham. Genesis 21. Let's think of that verse number 1. 1 through 4. Genesis 21. 1 through 4. So say amen, Peter. Let's see if we can move this along a little bit. Genesis chapter 21. 1 through 4. Who came out of Abraham? Let's say amen, Peter.
Genesis chapter 21. Verse 1 through 4. Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh visited Sarah, and he had said, and Yahweh did unto Sarah as he had spoken.
Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
For Sarah was conceived.
For Sarah conceived.
And bared Abraham a son of his old age.
So she bared Abraham a son in his old age. Go ahead.
At the set time of which Yahweh had spoken.
Verse number 3.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham called the name of his son, that was born unto him,
whom Sarah bare
to him, Isaac. So Abraham produced a boy called who?
Isaac.
Isaac. Verse number 4.
Verse 4. And Abraham
circumcised.
Yeah. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old,
as Yahweh commanded him. So Abraham produced a boy called who?
Isaac.
And let's see what Isaac put on the table. Let's write to our first chronicle. Let's go and get the storyline, Mother D. Let's move on down the road with this one. We don't want to get tied up on this one. Let's write to the first chronicle, chapter 1. Mother D. of Israel. Let's see what's on the table here. First Chronicles chapter 1. Let's see if we can follow the bloodline. First Chronicles chapter 1. Mother G of Israel. Let's pick it up at verse number 28. Verse number 34 and 35. First Chronicles chapter 1. Verse 28. Verse 34 and 35. Mother G of Israel of Senior Royal.
What's Chronicles
like? You got Kings, then you got Chronicles. Book of Kings, and then you got Chronicles.
Okay, First Chronicles, chapter 1. Okay, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
First Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 28, 34, and 35.
All right, now.
Verse
28.
Mm-hmm. The sons of Abraham.
So Abraham got sons, right? Yes. Who is his son?
Isaac and Ishmael.
Brother Jackson. Abraham had two boys, Isaac and Ishmael, right?
Right.
Let's see what else happened in verse 34.
Verse 34.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham
got Isaac,
the son of Isaac, Esau, and Israel.
Brother Jeff. Isaac produced two boys, Esau and Israel. So we got Isaac, Ishmael, Esau, and Israel on the table. That's what we're working with, right?
That's right.
Let's see how it breaks down. Let's write the Genesis. Brother Justin Israel Zero. Genesis 17. Let's see how this third line is broken down now. We got Isaac and Israel. Isaac and Ishmael, right? They came to Abraham. The friend of Genesis 17, Brother Justin Israel Zero. Genesis 17, let's look at verse number 18 through 21. Genesis 17, 18 through 21.
21 reads.
Let's read this. Let's break it down.
And Abraham said unto Yahweh.
So Abraham is talking to his Yahweh. Go ahead. What did he say?
Obey Ishmael, my leader before thee.
So he said, look here, Yahweh. You know, I already got this one boy on the table. Won't you work with him, right?
Right.
Ishmael. Now, Ishmael is the father of what people claim they descended from Ishmael today.
Amen.
So-called Abraham, right?
Right.
So the Islam al-Likum, that group, right?
Right, right.
So they claim they came from Ishmael, right?
Right.
So we gonna roll with that.
17, verse 18.
Genesis 17, verse 18. So we got Isaac. And we got Ishmael. Verse number 19, what happened?
Verse number 19 reads.
What did it read?
And Yahweh said Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son in thee. And thou shalt call his name Isaac.
He said, but look here, Sarah's going to bear your son. And we read that they named him Isaac, right?
Right.
Let's see what Yahweh say concerning the matter. And what?
And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant.
Go ahead.
And with Timothy after him.
So Yahweh, the Creator, established a covenant with who?
With Isaac.
Now, that's the so-called Arab people, right?
Right.
They ain't got no concern in this matter, right?
Right.
They ain't got nothing to do concerning the covenant of Yahweh. Verse number 20, come on.
Verse number 23. And as for Ishmael.
So Yahweh say, as for your boy Ishmael, what about him?
I have heard thee.
Go ahead.
Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly.
Go ahead.
12 princes shall he be given.
Go ahead.
And I will make him a great nation.
So he said that Ishmael would become a great nation. Of 21. But?
But my covenant will I establish with I, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year.
So we got Abraham coming out of Shem, right?
Right.
Well, when did Isaac, what is lineage? Go back to
Shem.
And what about Esau and Jacob? What did they lineage go back to?
Esau and Jacob, it's Shem too,
that's right. So let's see if we can beat that Esau and Jacob right quick. Brother Genesis 25. Brother Johnson Israel, C. Royce.
25.
Genesis chapter 25. Let's see how this thing was handed down from Abraham Isaac. Let's see who next in line for this covenant. Genesis 25. And let's pick it up at verse number 19.
Genesis 25.
Verse number 19, we're going to read it down to verse 27. Genesis 25, verse
19
to 27.
19 to read. And these are the generations of Isaac. Abraham's son.
Go ahead.
Abraham begat Isaac.
So Abraham produced Isaac. Verse number 20.
Verse number
20
reads.
What
did
it read?
And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of
Bethuel, the Syrian of Padanaram,
the sister of Laban, the Syrian.
Verse 21.
Verse 21 reads.
What did it read?
And Isaac entreated Yahweh the father for his wife.
So Isaac entreated Yahweh. Now, you say Yahweh the father, right? We just can't let things like that slide by.
Right.
And you said Yahweh the father. Let's see if we can prove you wrong here, Brother Johnson Israel. Let's see if we can set the record straight, though. That's what we want to do.
Okay.
We don't want to prove you wrong. We just want to set the record straight.
All right.
Let's run to the book of St. John, chapter 5. St. John, chapter 5, verse 37. St. John, chapter 5, verse 37. Brother Justin Israel of C. Roy.
St. John.
Chapter 5, verse 37. St. John 5, verse 37.
Verse
37.
And it reads.
St. John 5:37.
And the Father himself.
Now, Yahweh the Father himself, what about it?
Which hath sent me.
So the one that Yahweh the Father sent was who?
Yahweh the Son.
So the one that's talking is Yahweh the Son. He said, now the Father himself, which hath sent me, what happened?
His voice.
Had born.
at any time.
Hold on, brother. You can't
have boys.
You can't skip over those scriptures now.
Right. We get
upset around here if you miss those scriptures.
I'm sorry, bro.
Hello, back there.
Let me read it over here.
You can't read it all over again. Come on.
And the Father himself, which have sent me.
Go ahead.
Have borne this witness of me.
Go ahead.
Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape.
Now, y'all brought us up, but you ain't never heard the Father's voice. The theme is
shape.
So who doing this talking back here? Who is Isaac talking to?
Yahweh the Son.
This is Yahweh the Son, not Yahweh the Father in Genesis, right?
Right.
Run back there to Genesis 25:21. Now with that understanding, let's go back and read 25:21. Yes, sir. Genesis 25:21. Mm-hmm. Brother Justin Israel and C. Roy.
25:21.
Yes, sir.
And it reads.
What it read?
And Isaac entreated Yahweh the Son for his wife.
Go ahead.
Because she was there.
So Isaac is talking to Yahweh the Son. Yahweh the Son take it to Yahweh the Father, right?
That's right.
Let's see if we can read that right quick. I know this tedious work, but this work had to be done.
That's right.
Let's go to the book of First John. The book of First John, Brother Justin Israel of Theroy. Front back to the book of First John right quick. First John chapter 2. And let's read that verse number 1. First John 2, verse number 1. Brother Justin Israel of Theroy. Look at 1 John 2, verse number 1. In the back of the book. 1 John 2, verse number 1.
Verse number 1. And
it reads.
And the third day there was.
1 John, in the back of the book. Back by Revelation.
You said 1 John. Oh, that's John. Not St. John.
1 John. He's not there by Revelation.
Right.
First John, verse one and two. My little
child, that ye stand not.
So he says, don't break my Torah instructions, right?
That's right.
Go ahead.
And if any man sin,
go ahead.
We have an advocate with the Father.
So we have an advocate with Yahweh the Father. Who is that?
Yahweh the Son. I like it.
So that one to go before Yahweh the Father is who?
The Son.
The Son. So then we get a cycle of witnessing. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Mother, I'll let you go ahead and eat that letter, GM. 1 John 2, verse number 5. Let's get a second with it.
1 John or 1 Timothy?
I mean 1 Timothy. My brother, I'm wrestling with all kinds of things over here. Trying to get up out of here and bring in Brother T. 1 Timothy 2. Let's look at verse number 5. Mother GF Israel will see you right. So hallelujah. Why we get there, brother?
Okay. Yeah.
First John 2, verse number
5.
First Timothy 2, verse number 5.
Okay, First Timothy.
Mother GF gonna read that.
Okay, that's okay. First Timothy what? What number am I? First Timothy what?
Chapter
2,
verse
5. Chapter 2, verse 5. Okay, I'm there. Hallelujah.
For there is one Yahweh and one mediator.
So you got one Yahweh the Father, right?
Right.
And one mediator, go ahead.
Between Yahweh the Father and me.
So So you got one mediator. One goes in between Yahweh the Father and man. I'm all twisted over yet. Genesis 25:22. Come on. Let's see if we can get through this 25:22-25.
Genesis 25:22.
What did it read?
And the children struggled together. Within her.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let's see. I got it right here.
Yeah, you're right.
She said.
What did she say?
If it be so.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I so?
Go ahead.
And she went to inquire of Yahweh.
Uh-oh. What happened in here? What's going on here?
And Yahweh.
Hold on. Rebecca, she went and required of who?
Yahweh.
Now, what you think is going on here? Now, we read the order, right?
Right.
So let's see what Yahweh she dealing with. Let's see if we can pull it out, Brother Jeff. What Yahweh is she dealing with? I mean, this is the way the lesson going. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm just following Yahweh's orders here. Let's see if we can find out what Yahweh she dealing with, Brother Justin Israel. We got to know these things, right?
Right.
Let's see if I can pull it out there. Okay. Let's write to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. So say amen, Peter, see, Roy. You want to read this for me? 1 Peter chapter 3. And let's look at verse number 6. Let's see what Yahweh she dealing with. So say amen, Peter, see, Roy. 1 Peter 3, verse number 6, when you get there, brother, say hallelujah, why? 1 Peter in the back of the book, right by James, in between James and John.
Peter, 1
Peter,
chapter
3, verse number 6.
Verse number 6.
Now let's see what Yahweh she's doing, because we read that the head of the woman is who?
Man.
Man. So let's see, who did she go and ask the question to?
1 Peter 3:6.
Mm-hmm.
Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham.
So Sarah obeyed Abraham, what she called him?
Calling him Yahweh.
Sarah called Abraham her what?
Yahweh.
So who is Rebecca Yahweh? Isaac, right?
Right.
What did he say, right? Verse 22. Genesis 25:22. Come on, we're going to just go through this. I'm not going to interrupt no more.
That's our job.
That's our job to make you understand this thing. Genesis 25:22. Come on, let's see if we can walk through this now. And we got all the players on the table now. And we should be able to figure out the storyline, right?
Right.
All right. Genesis 25:22. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Read.
Yes, sir.
Genesis 25, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads.
Brother T, hold on 1 second. Brother T, yes, Brother Chris is on the outside of the gate. Can you take care of that? All right, TV. Back up, please. Yes. Yeah. Man. Come and get the thing. That's your job.
Genesis 25:22.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads. And the children struggled together within her.
So we know one thing about Rebecca. She got more than one child in her womb, right?
Right.
They say the children struggled together with the herd and did what?
And she said.
What did she say?
If it
be so.
If it be so, what?
Why am I thus?
Mm-hmm.
And she went to inquire of Yahweh.
We can make it plainer than that. We can go and let's read who she went and inquired of here. Verse number 23, but we are pressed for time here. Verse 23, what's going on here?
And Yahweh said unto her.
What did he say?
Two nations are in thy womb.
Two what?
Nations.
So these two individuals in our womb will become what?
Two nations.
Two nations. And what about them?
And two manner of people
shall
be separated from.
He said two different kind of people, right?
That's right.
They're going to be in what kind of condition?
Two people separated from a vow.
They're going to be separated from the womb, right? So what two people you know that can't come together? What two people on the planet that just can't get together?
Black and white.
Black and white, right? All right, now, come on. So those are the two nations. Black man and white man, right? They separated from the power, from the womb. So when Martin Luther King was kind of unite the blacks and the whites, was he in the will of Yahweh?
He was.
He wasn't in the will of the Most High Yahweh. But Yahweh separated them from the womb. And guess what? They're going to be separated. Go ahead, read up. And the one people
shall be strong.
So which people is stronger?
In the one people stronger.
Which one is that?
The black.
Yeah, I didn't say it. You said it.
Right.
So the black is the stronger than the other people, right? The other people is who?
White people.
And the what?
And the elder people shall serve the young.
Now the elder is supposed to do what?
Serve the young.
Verse 24, come up.
Verse 24 reads.
What did it read?
And when her days to be delivered
were fulfilled. Where?
Behold, there were twins in her womb.
Now we know one thing about these twins, right?
Right.
They were two different kind of people.
They're not identical.
One with another. Let's see how they came out. Verse 25. Right quick. Let's run to Genesis chapter 35. Let's see what happened to Jacob right quick. Brother Johnson, Israel, see you, Roy. Brother, Genesis 35. Let's see what happened to Jacob. Genesis chapter 35. Brother Johnson, Israel, see you, Roy. Genesis 35, verse 9 and 10. Let's see what happened to Jacob.
Chapter 35, verse 9 and 10 and
3. What
did
it read?
And Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again.
So Yahweh appeared to Jacob again and what? When?
Again when he came out of a damn Aram.
And did what?
And blessed him.
So Yahweh blessed Jacob. Let's see what kind of blessing he put on Jacob in verse number 10. Well, how did he bless him in verse 10?
And Yahweh said unto him.
What did he say?
Thy name is Jacob.
He said, look here, your name is Jacob. Go ahead.
Thy name shall not be called anymore Jacob.
But what?
But Israel shall be thy name. And he called it his name Israel.
So Jacob's name was changed to what?
Israel.
So we got Esau and Israel on the table, right? And let's see what, one more and I'll be out. Let's see what Israel, we know that Esau is red, right?
Right.
And hairy, right?
Right.
So let's see what Jacob's appearance is. First of Amos chapter 9, verse number 7. Book of Amos. Now Amos is right after Ezekiel. You got Daniel, Hosea. You got Joel and Amos. Amos chapter 9. Verse number 7.
Amos.
Amos chapter 9, verse 7. Now, what did Jacob look like? Whose name was changed to Israel, right? Let's see what his appearance was. Now, we know Esau is a red man, and he hairy, right?
Amos.
So let's see what Jacob, Israel, looked like. Amos 9, verse 7. Brother Justin, Israel, or see you, Roy. Amos 9, verse 7. What
Amos
did
9, verse
Israel,
7.
What did they appear? Amos 9, verse 7.
Amos 9, verse 7. And it reads.
What it reads?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel?
So Israel is compared to what group of people?
Ethiopians.
And what do the Ethiopians look like?
Black, African, black.
So Israel has got to be what kind of people?
Dark people.
Dark people. And all that news, we're going to bring in our brother. Brother T. Israel will see you right as I said. Hallelujah. We have to take care of that brother's business section. I know we digressed a little bit.
Let me get one thing in. Brother, look at that book of the rock. 66, 67.
Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6 reads, be in peace with men. Nevertheless, have but one counselor of a thousand. Now, it's on 35.
Yeah, he's saying you can be peace with many other groups that are but have one counselor, because he keeps getting, talk about this, going in that group.
Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Love, righteousness.
Okay, love, righteousness. Now, see, what we do, we preach up here. We break down any word so you have a good understanding. Okay, righteousness. Love, righteousness.
Yeah.
What's that mean, love, righteousness? Love, righteousness. Okay. Let me show this real. No, we got to read something. Okay, what do we read that? Righteousness. What do you mean by righteousness? Love righteousness. Love righteousness. Okay, Psalms. Psalms the right thing. Psalms the right thing. Psalms the right thing.
Psalms 119.
All right, now you know the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1.
You said Psalms 119, what?
Yeah. Elder. 119, Israel.
Psalms 119, verse what?
142, 144. Oh, you hold something real quick. Right
there. Yeah, I'm not going to read that.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 2. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1.
119.
42. And 144 and 172.
142.
No, 142. Let's get down. 144 and 172.
119, 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy
Torah is the truth. Torah instruction is the truth. So that righteousness is the Torah, the first five books. Torah instruction. That's what righteousness is. You preach that.
And
like 144?
Let me get in here in between.
Brother,
stop it over there where it is a bit, so we gotta go and freshen that up a little bit. Let me see if I can pull out of here then. Look at Jeremiah right quick. Brother Chris Israel C. Wright. Brother Chris, Brother Jeremiah chapter 6. I see what Yahweh delivered to the 12 tribe of Israel right quick. Jeremiah 6, verse number 8. Let's see how that reads. Brother, see Israel to see Roy. How did that read?
Jeremiah 6, verse number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Be thou instructed. Hold your... Hold
thou. Stop.
What is that? Be what?
Be thou instructed.
Instructed. Well, he instructed us. That's why we use the word Torah instruction, right? All right, back over to you, Brother T. Get one to put one on the table
concerning. All right, back to Psalms
119.
144.
Yeah, 144.
The righteousness.
Oh, I'm gonna get back to Psalms. Everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live.
Down for the bridge.
You on Deuteronomy 6:25?
So now, that means
it comes with a any word. It comes with what? Any word. Any word. Somebody give me a fight. Any word. It comes with a any word. Responsibility. So when you're being a judge, you got the whole responsibility got to kick in. So now, the responsibility of being a judge, you got to be what kind of way?
Right.
Right. Okay, now, let's find out what you do not do if you're right. Brother Chris, let's find out something that you don't do. Let's find out something real quick. That's a pretty good topic right there. Let's see if I can get a couple preachers by that. So if you're going to be a judge, you got to be what again now?
Right.
Okay, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 11. Brother Chris, we're going to Isaiah chapter 11. So if you're going to make a statement, that means you're going to be a judge, that means you got to be what kind of way?
Right.
Now we're going to Isaiah chapter 11, Brother Chris.
11 verse 3 again, it's off the top.
11 verse 3, and shall make him
quick
understand in the fear of the Yahweh.
Oh, so a righteous judge must have quick understanding, and he must have the title of the fear of what?
Yahweh.
Ain't that now let's find out what is the fear of Yahweh. Now back to A.B. Ephesians. Now we got our minds all into it. Now here goes the fear of Yahweh in 111 verse 10 or
Psalm. Psalm chapter
111
verse 10.
Listen, listen, folks. I see right there. You might say one day up the road, I want to be a judge. Then you got to study the application of being a judge. Before you are required for a position, you got to study the application. Is that make you do your job, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right.
In this case, say I want to be an air pilot. And say, well, okay, what are you training? Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't got no trainer. I did drive 10 feet right. Well, you say now, well, that can't get that. It's required to get what you want to get.
Well,
so they get it from Yahweh. Is that what we read? So now Yahweh says, you want to be a righteous judge, you have to have a fear of Yahweh. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, good. What is the fear of Yahweh? 111 verse 10.
Psalm
111
verse 10.
Listen good.
The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
Oh, so the fear of Yahweh, listen, Brother Johnson, is the beginning of Yahweh. Is the what?
Wisdom.
Go ahead.
A good understanding.
Good. We read about the good understanding in that verse 5. He said, and it should make him a quick understanding, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that quick is a good understanding, right?
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead and read.
A good understanding have all they that do his Torah and
Oh, you got to do what to have a position?
His Torah and
so you cannot have a position unless you're doing what? You hear that, Brother Johnson? So how are you going to have a position and you're not doing what? The Torah instruction. See, everybody loves Paul. Why does brother call this? Why does brother call this? Because of what reason? You have to do for them doing the what? See, this is what messes people up. Why does brother right here call this? Why does brother call that? This is, you got to have a track record to be called certain things.
Exactly.
Track record must be because all that. Hold on, we bring that verse out. That verse 9, I can't bring it out.
Proverbs.
Which one of them verses got the same number?
Verse 10.
Okay, verse 10. You stand there. 9, verse 10. You did it? Well, it didn't sound right there. All right, read it again.
Proverbs chapter
9. Okay.
The fear of Yahweh.
The fear of Yahweh. Go ahead.
It's the beginning of wisdom.
It's the beginning of wisdom.
And the knowledge.
And the knowledge.
Of righteousness is understanding.
It what?
Understand.
So it's that lies over the same thing that his father saying. So when you have a title, you must understand the responsibility that comes behind it. So you have to know you can't, but I want me a title, okay?
I got one.
Got it, Bill.
Proverbs.
Hey, go ahead, one verse left.
The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge.
Yes.
Wisdom and instruction.
Right here, well, we that's great. So, stand by the title. When you have the title, it's the responsibility behind the title. That you have. If they have a title, because you're not getting nowhere when it's used, like, for example, a teacher is ready to teach. You gotta be ready to teach. Not bumming around. If you're a teacher, you teach. Right? So we're trying to say, when you see someone have a title, they must live up to the responsibility of the title. Like a case before, plus he is going to get a case before. Let's go to First Samuel chapter 9. We're going to get a case before. Because he, you can't. Right, it's a high standard, so you have to live up to being the title that you have, and we got to, and it got to be shown through your actions, the work. Now here go in 1 Samuel chapter 9, brother T. Israel.
Yes, sir.
Let's see what's going on here in verse 15, and then we'll get down to 17 and 18 and 19. We go on to 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 15. We're going to skip down to verse number 18 and 19.
Right. 1 Samuel is here, chapter 9, verse 15. Get down 18 to 19.
Good.
Now Yahweh told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came saying.
Okay, good.
Verse 18 and 19.
What
did Saul draw near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray you, where this is, how it is.
Okay.
Verse 19. And Samuel asked Saul and said, I am the seer. What before me?
Good. So he's here. So now what is this responsibility of being called a seer? What is the responsibility of
verse 27. And he was going down to the end of the street. Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before us.
Yes.
He passed on.
Go ahead.
But Samuel still a while.
Go ahead.
Now I may show you the word of Yahweh.
Show you the word of who?
Yahweh.
Word of Yahweh. Thank you, brother King Israel. So you understand, so when we have a title, you got to have a responsibility. You got to line up.
Okay. All right. One more, then I'm going back to where I was at. We're going to Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel. We're going to Peter. Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel.
Who
Okay, Sister Phoebe, a band princess, Israel T. Roy. Give me 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. Right here, yeah. Yeah, okay. And I'm gonna get Proverbs. First Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
First Peter chapter 4, verse 11. Hallelujah, God.
Yeah, I'm about.
Thank you.
The word our readiness of mind, go ahead.
And search your scriptures daily, whether those things
were. Are you saying it's fix this book of daily? You got to be in this what?
Daily.
Daily. Means daily, when those things will come. What did you have? Give me that,
Thank you.